If you visit downtown Milwaukee this week, you may spot white and green Milwaukee Bucks flags. They're flying on all the bridges crossing the Milwaukee River. The city gave the team permission to post the flags to highlight the start of the NBA season. While play begins, leaders in Metro Milwaukee are debating whether to build a new basketball arena for the team, and if so, how to pay for it. The league and team insist it needs a more modern venue. Rob Boddy studies sports economics at Lake Forest College in Northern Illinois. He says the limited number of pro sports teams puts them in the driver's seat.
If you have an excess demand for teams, which there exists certainly in the U.S., there are cities like Los Angeles that would love to have a professional football team, but they're not willing to pay the price that the NFL demands, the construction of a new stadium. So Milwaukee is not alone, but will likely have to build one if they're going to retain the Bucks. If you want to play the game, you have to pay.
We haven't experienced this particular debate since the discussion over whether to build Miller Park and to tax five counties here.
Right.
So have the politics of building new sports venues changed?
Well, I think that, number one, when you consider the financing of professional sports, the typical model is you pay in some way. It used to be the team and the host city were partners when it came to revenue sharing. Now, cities are being asked to provide a significant portion of the upfront financing for a new facility, but they're also being asked to give up a share of significant revenue streams. And so more and more arenas and stadiums are being converted into little walled cities where food options and drink options and paraphernalia sale options are now a part of the modern sports arena or stadium, and that really precludes the kind of economic spillover that's often used to justify public subsidies for arena or stadium construction.
So the plan to build in downtown Milwaukee would not have those walls around it, as you described.
That's right. But, you know, you get an awful lot of new arenas that are built simply to accommodate luxury seating. And in the case of any city that's simply building a new stadium to replace an old stadium, once the construction phase of the project is over, there's nothing new under that city's economic sun.
So then, do leaders or advocates in Milwaukee for a new arena have to figure out if the market has the wealth?
Yes, and I think that's an important part of the calculus. I think that Milwaukee is never going to be New York when it comes to a corporate presence. But I think when you consider, let's say, what it is that you have in the way of a corporate presence for buying or leasing luxury loges, it really makes a difference. But on the other hand, if you think about why it is that professional sports leagues are pushing so hard, and I saw David Stern was talking to people in Milwaukee about the progress of new arena construction, it's very important to the league because if the league is going to create more comprehensive revenue sharing, which is really necessary if you're going to have small market clubs and large market clubs coexisting, it's got to be that every single host city is doing their utmost in terms of revenue generation.
What is the role of a successful or a not successful team?
Ultimately, you have to win in order to get people passing through the turnstiles. I mean, they're not going to support mediocre teams or less. Milwaukee Brewers were an exception this year with all that drama that was going on there. But I think that typically you find that the most consistent predictor of revenue is whether the team is successful. If they're not successful, fans will look for other entertainment options, and they're not hard to find in big cities.